There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, for the next 3 hours, you will not be disappointed. And Rob Parker is in the house, proudly wearing
Rob Parker,
his Southern Connecticut technological state.
You don't see anybody in this. Where's the team?
Oh, no. But how are you?
I'm good. What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
Man, I'm good. We're finally getting a little bit of decent weather here. So.
Yeah, I'm good. Good. May is just about around the corner, so it would be nice.
Isn't it? Time is
flying. And, Chris, just last day of school for me on campus. Still got the final to give. This semester, and then, you know, drama at USC on the campus. You know, there was a pro-Palestinian rally on campus, and helicopters flying over, and cops.
That was today?
It was crazy. Wow. Yeah, today on campus. And well,
they've been experiencing that at Columbia. Here,
yeah, Columbia, Chris, and at Harvard. I think they had some stuff going on as well. Yep. But the thing I'm going to say in this moment, and there was no real violence or anything, so, you know, it was a protest. But we had, like, Annenberg is a journalism school, right? We had reporters out there doing live broadcasts, you know what I mean, during
right.
it. You cannot,
right.
as a reporter, can you imagine being in college and you're covering something like that right on campus live? And
you had college reporters. I thought you
meant
like
college reporters.
But you probably had national. You know,
oh, no. They were like local and everybody, from all over. Yeah, but I'm saying we had our students out yeah. there live on the scene, interviewing people and doing stuff. It was
good experience.
Great experience for them. But thank God there was nobody seriously issues. So.
All right. Well, the Odd Couple crew is in full effect. The super producer, Rob G, is here on the ones and twos for an amazing third straight day. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the social media of the great Elijah Sabunya, and on the updates, you heard him, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. And speaking of USC, Reggie Bush.
Good segue, Chris. You sound like a radio guy.
That was an easy one. But Reggie Bush, who won the Heisman Trophy for USC in 2005, and wow, talk about a phenomenal college running back, Rob. He was just incredible. And in 2005, ran for 1,740 yards. Rob, he averaged 8.7 yards per carry. It's like every time you gave it to him, it was basically a first down. I mean, that's incredible. He won the Heisman. He got some goodies from the boosters and from supporters of USC. And didn't his parents get a home? Did they get a home? Yeah. And so in 2010, the NCAA took his Heisman, removed him from – he became the only person.
Was it the NCAA or Chris or the Heisman Committee who took it? It was the Heisman people.
Heisman Committee. My bad. Yep. Yeah, Heisman Trust. Took his Heisman from him, the only player that had his Heisman taken. And today, Rob, 14 years later, they reinstated him as a Heisman Trophy winner. Of course, I'm sure I speak for both of us. It was not like we stopped thinking of him as a Heisman Trophy winner.
That's why taking stuff away and to all that. It's hard to unsee it, Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, even if something went down, I've always said that. You can't unsee it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it happened.
It's what's good about it. I mean, it's just great in general. But he does get robbed. You know, even though I'm sure everyone still thought of him as a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, he wasn't able to officially participate in all the things that Heisman Trophy winners get to. And so now he will get those opportunities again. So that's good for him. He obviously has, you know, made a nice – had a solid NFL career, not what he was expected to be. He wasn't a superstar, but he had a solid NFL career. And then now has gone on to, you know, become a reputable broadcaster and analyst, Rob. So he's doing fine.
Doesn't change the facts, though. This still doesn't change – what took place, you know, and you could question whether or not they ever should have done it. But at the time where the rules were in place, nothing really changes. I mean, the Heisman didn't say, oh, he didn't do it. He was exonerated. It's just that they decided to give it back. I don't know if this has
now what he did is like not against the rules anymore. Players can get, you know, NIL.
Yeah, but at the time when he was there, I hear what you're saying. It's just like, Chris, we used to drive around. It would be like, you know what it would be like? It would be like when we were kids, and I talk about this all the time, being in my dad's Eldorado, Chris, drop top, you know, with the kids and the neighborhood kids, six of us in the back seat, bouncing around. Yeah.
Man, we'd be in the front seat.
We'd be in the
because with
no seatbelts.
Big seats, right?
Right. They were like
so
a
you
couch.
Had no middle. Right, right.
It was like a couch.
I'd be bouncing around in the front seat.
We'd be bouncing around.
No, yeah, we didn't
That would
think
be
about
like, you know, now giving people tickets saying we know that you weren't wearing a seatbelt. You know what I mean? Like we weren't wearing a seatbelt, but it wasn't a law back then. But anyway, Chris, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a side note here, okay? And as this Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back, as a backdrop, I'm calling out all former athletes who have podcasts and platforms, Chris, in these United States. Hello? Is this on? This is for you. We want receipts. You talk about it all the time that you got where I got receipts. We want receipts. Since Reggie Bush got his Heisman back, Chris. Obviously, schools aren't going to punish people. Right. Hall of Fames aren't going to punish people, right? All that's out the window now. So you know what I want? I want all these big-mouth athletes who know more than they've ever let out on these podcasts to speak up and come cleanse yourself. I want you to come clean finally. Yes, Gilbert Arenas, I'm talking to you. Yes, Draymond Green, I'm talking to you. Yes, J.J. Redick, I'm talking to you. I want you to finally be in the truth business. Wow. Stop wasting the airtime.
Wow.
All right, just to hear yourself talk.
Wow.
You know what fans, people want to hear from you? They want you to give them the real goods. Blow the lid off of this. You know what we want? Names and figures, Chris. Who gave you money? How much did they give you? How did they give it to you? How did you move around in college? Tell us how it was all done, because we know it's out there, Chris. And these guys have held this in forever. Who's got the guts? Who's got the cojones? Who's got the gumption to finally stand up and pull the curtain back? Those coaches that paid you and those other people, Chris, they're already in the Hall of Fame. What are they going to do? Take them out? Come clean. I want to hear all of it. They did the Fab Five dirty. Chris Webber, all those guys. They got caught. Chris, tell us. Who gave you the money? How much was it? Was the university in on it? Was the president? How did they deliver the cash? That's what I want to hear from these guys right now. I don't want to hear anything else. Don't celebrate Reggie Bush. Come clean. Stop it. Let us know what has gone on in sports, college sports, Chris, for a long time. And it doesn't look like there'll be any retribution against you. Here's the time to cleanse yourself.
No, I think that's a great take. I agree. But I mean, look, and the athletes were wrong for taking, you know, the money. It was illegal at that time. But Rob, if you're calling out the athletes, and not just the ones with the platforms, any athlete, any big time athlete, former athlete, can get on a mic. If he wants to say something, he don't have to have a podcast. He can go on somebody's podcast and say it. But Rob, I have always felt, while yes, the players broke rules and took money, that the players always got the raw end of the deal. Because whenever somebody was caught, it was these college players, these teenagers in many cases, some of whom, many of whom, were from incredibly impoverished backgrounds. And I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying the adults, the corporate businessmen, the wealthy boosters of these teams, these college teams, these programs, these distinguished alumni, they got off scot-free. Everybody jumped on the 18-year-old from the hood who was, you know, struggling financially because he took money and his mom took money. But the wealthy businessman who was respected in the city, if not the state and the country, he got off scot-free. So why don't they come clean too? Now, athletes, they can name names.
There's a chance for the athletes to do that, Chris. This is my point.
They can name. Yeah, they can name those names. Look, like you said, there's not going to be any retribution, I mean, presumably, right? So I'm not so much into, if they want to name names and everything, that's fine. But Rob, and I know you and I feel differently about the Players Podcast. I like their podcast. Now, I know they're not hard-hitting journalists, but their stories are great. The fact that they act like themselves, where they might not in most cases with journalists, is great. You really get to know these guys for who they are. And if they just tell the stories, man, when I was at such and such a place, we got 100 I got $100,000 each year I was there. They took me there. Man, my recruiting trip, they did this, they did that. I was like, well, hold on, I can't take this, right? Well, and so-and-so, the Hall of Fame coach told me, you know, look, man, everybody, you know, whatever it is, I want to hear the stories, Rob, because the stories would be great. And you've been around athletes enough, and I have too, where they joke about it. You know, joke of, yeah, you know, I went here because they was giving me more money, you know, and laugh about it and stuff like that. But now, like you said, they can tell the truth. And, you know, it that's entertaining. And that is what we want from the athletes, right? We want the things from the athletes that no one else can give you.
That's why I'm calling on them, Chris.
I can give you an analysis, right? Somebody else can give you analysis. We can't tell you what it was like to actually be a big-time athlete.
Nope. And the behind-the-scenes story. Here's the other thing, too, Chris, and this is where I fault players all the time. You talk about all the time about the players are left holding the bag. A lot of times they won't snitch, whatever you want to call it, on the coaches, Chris, the Rick Pitino with the prostitutes, and all that.
Right.
You know, like they won't, they just took the fall for all that.
Right.
When you, me and you both know, I mean, just logically, ain't no way prostitutes were in the dorm and Rick Pitino didn't know about it. I don't
exactly
care what, you couldn't tell me anything.
Where was
Chris,
this assistant getting the money from?
He's paying for, he's a grad assistant, Chris, making
right
peanuts.
Come on.
Paying
right
for prostitutes. Who would believe that story?
And if your coach found that out, if your coach found that out and he didn't know anything about it and you got in trouble,
shame
because
on
of
him.
It, he's firing you. You know, or you would at least fear that he might fire you. So come on, you're absolutely right. All right, 877-99 on Fox. That's a great idea, Rob. Do you want to hear all the ex-athletes, the current and former NBA stars, NFL stars, MLB stars, come clean about all the money and the goods and the benefits and perks that they got as big-time Division I athletes? We want to hear it, the iCouple. Do you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. It's a Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. We here at the Odd Couple and Fox Sports Radio want to give our special thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live right here on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. You'll have the insider Jay Glazer, the former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, the College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone as they have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every single first-round pick. Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. That's all live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Again, all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you want to hear all these former college athletes come clean with all the stories about the things they got while they were playing big-time college basketball or football, or maybe baseball even?
All right, here we go. Tim, Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What's up? The Reverend Rob Parker on a Worship Wednesday. with the altar call and Sugar Avery singing, God's trying to tell you something. I hear you, Rob.
No doubt. No doubt.
He did take an altar call on that one.
He did, just as I am, man. I loved it, man. Hey, I would absolutely love to hear the stories. You know, a quick story, when I was in college and undergrad, I remember there was a party. There was a couple of brothers that was on the team, and so they threw a party. And it was a major college basketball team. Uh-huh. And so they threw the party. You know, a couple of brothers, Chris, we had a party. They were on the team. And, you know, let's just say, huh?
Nukes.
Yeah, Nukes, right. Okay. And I saw some things that night that got passed through the brothers to some of the players. And that was kind of like my enlightening moment. I was like, oh, okay, so that's how things get done. You know, they mm-hmm. use a lot of, you know, different people to kind of, you know, pass things along. But, yeah, so I love, and this guy, one of the guys, he went on to play in the NBA. Like I said, I'm not going to name names, but he played in the NBA for many years. And so, yeah, I love to hear some of the stories that, because we know they're out there.
Oh, right. And we all know it. We just can't, as reporters, we can't write it. We can't. We know there's plenty of stuff out there. All I'm saying,
Tim. Plenty of stuff out there.
Yeah.
One other angle I want to talk about, too, Chris, you were talking about the African-American athletes. How about the exploitation that some of these boosters and things use for these kids, dangle stuff in front of the parents and the grandparents to get the kids to go where they wanted to go, like, you know, if they needed a new washing machine, refrigerator.
Yep.
So there's an exploitation there. I'd love to hear those exploitation stories of these African-American kids that were exploited, you know, in their poverty by some of these boosters and these sacrimonious ADs and university presidents that claimed they were clueless but knew everything that was going on as well.
Exactly. No, there's no doubt.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much. Sean, in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Man, look, Killy Tim hit the nail on the head. And another point I want to make, y'all were looking for examples. It's like the legalization of marijuana, man. Once they did that, they started letting people out who were originally convicted for those crimes because they realized they weren't real crimes. They should have reinstated Reggie Bush or given him back his trophy a long time ago, and the Fab Five should have been had those banners hung back up in Michigan. But, oh, man, Rob, this is a million-dollar idea. Just look with the 30 for 30s for Eric Dickerson and the Two and the Fab Five. I would love to hear that, and especially those guys you called out, guys like Gilbert Arenas, guys like Draymond Green, guys like KD, guys that are out there in the media. They need to do some type of partnership with Fox Sports 1 or hook up with one of you two to do an interview, because we would love to hear that as consumers, man. And it's time to flip the script.
Expose those guys, Sean.
Exactly.
Pull the curtain back.
They took the shots. They took the risks. They took the risks, too. Because if they had gotten caught, they would have been the ones to get in trouble.
I'm just saying, like, here it is.
Yep.
You know,
all right, Kerry Kittles is around the corner. We can ask Kerry.
Kerry, Kerry can be the first one to step up.
Wow.
What did you get, Kerry?
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals. Now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, none other then Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up?
Kerry.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good. We're good. I'm going to warn you, Rob's got a doozy for you.
Okay.
All right. So, Rob, take it away.
Well, Kerry, this is just the backdrop of Reggie Bush and him getting his
Heisman. You saw Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm calling out all former athletes, especially those who have podcasts and platforms. We want you to come clean and cleanse yourself, okay? We want the receipts, Kerry. We want the receipts. So if you got money, coaches gave you money, schools gave you money, all that, we want to hear that. I mean, they're not going to take you out of the Hall of Fame. They're not going to do anything bad to you because, obviously, it's all right now with NIL money. So we want to know. Would you like to hear those stories, Kerry? And we'll just ask you, I'm going to just ask you point blank. Did you ever get money?
No, I did not get money. And so I think it's an interesting conversation with where we are now in sports.
Right.
Like with the money that has been generated for many, many years and athletes not having a stake at that. And now we're seeing, right, the transition with the NIL deals across men's and women's sports, how it's impacting all of these programs across the country and the conversations we're now having, right, post-Reggie Bush's era, post the Fab Five era.
Fab Five, course, yep.
Fab Five and all the money those guys generated from Michigan and all, right? And so now it's cool now to see all the conversations and what's come about now in college sports and how it's impacting the lives of all these young kids and their families.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm just going to say this, Kerry. And my point is, why are we still covering for the people? Because, you know, the kids, Chris brought it up and right, the kids wound up being the fall guys. But there were people and coaches and presidents and people who were behind this in knowing what was going on. Why should they get a pass? They're in the Hall of Fame. They're in there. Why should we allow them to walk away scot-free and not be come clean. That's all I want.
Yeah, I think it's a fair argument. I think to have these coaches and institutions be unscathed, right, and walk away clean, knowing that they were making so much money for so many years.
Yes.
Right, for so many years, it's unfair. And to see, right, look at the pushback from Caitlin, right, and everything that she generated in her contract, you know, 8 years, $20-something million. It's like, what? Right. Wait, how much money is she going to be generating for the WNBA and for the Indiana Fever, and that's all she's getting?
Rob, I mean, Rob G makes as much money as Caitlin. Did you know that? Rob G makes as much money as Caitlin, and I'm not ripping Rob G. He's our producer.
Well, for her to make more money from Nike than her WNBA contract is a shame.
Well, that's because the WNBA doesn't make any money, though.
You don't think they're going to make more money now that she's going to be playing?
We'll see. We'll see. I think if she's really good, if she's great, I expect her to be great.
I think she's going to be. I think she's going to be box office. I think she's going to be box office everywhere she goes.
She'll be the Harlem Globetrotters, though. I don't know if she's going to save the whole league because you'll still have Tuesday nights with two teams nobody's not interested in seeing. I'm just keeping it real.
I agree with that. Okay.
So Carrie, were you – I mean, you played at Villanova. You said you didn't get any money. Did you know, though, like other teams y'all were playing? I mean, you obviously were a big-time high school athlete.
Right. People got
money. Is that something you know, did your family, were they like, nah, look, you're not taking anything? Or, you know, did you get offered stuff from other teams? Or what was the recruiting process like?
No, the recruiting process for me, I think my high school coach was really good at keeping those kinds of characters away from all of his players. So any programs that was dealing in the gray area, they just knew not to come around my high school coach because he didn't play. He was old school. But, I mean, listen. When we traveled, I mean, when I was at Villanova, we traveled and we played Arizona State. And I got and pulling up to that arena on campus and seeing those cars and hearing that they were actually for the players. We were like, wait, what? Those guys are driving those cars?
Right. Now you think about transferring.
Right, but that wasn't coming from the school and the boosters. That was coming from other sources from what we were hearing. And then we found out later they were involved in other stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, we went to Syracuse. It was the same deal. We saw some nice cars on that campus. And I was like, wow, Red Archie and those guys are driving around in these nice cars. So, I mean, whatever. It's all good. I mean,
yeah.
They had great summer jobs is what we were told.
I'm sure they did. Carrie, I know time is running out. I want to ask you about where are the Lakers? They play, when they play tomorrow night, though?
Tomorrow night.
Just curious.
They're done.
Blowing that, you said they're done. Yeah, give me that. I mean, go ahead.
They're done in five. I mean, Denver will sneak one game in L.A. and they'll go back home and close them out in five. That's my guess. They're outmatched.
I remember you did play Jordan in the playoffs. Yep. Y'all actually played him pretty close. But when you – I mean, I'm sure that's a series you probably felt you guys probably weren't going to win. But when a team's beating you 10 straight times – and it's been in one calendar year, Carrie. This isn't over 3 or 4 years. This is since last May. Is that, even though you're a great LeBron James, even though you've won championships, especially the other players who haven't won rings, is how tough mentally is that to, you know, get past it when they've beaten you in just about every way imaginable?
Let me tell you, it's tough mentally when you're a player and you're in the locker room and you know, right, the other team has more weapons than you, and you're outmatched. I mean, look at it. I mean, they are across the board. Denver. I mean, Denver and Minnesota, right? To me, are showing the NBA how do you put together a roster in today's modern era, and it shows that like length matters now in today's game when there's so much court space you have to cover. If you have guys 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", with length. In today's game, and obviously with the Joker and how he makes everyone better with his passing and playmaking, Yeah, the Lakers are in for a tough season, and I think it's going to have to take a hard look at their roster in the offseason. How do you build around LeBron and AD? You don't just, you know, fold and just try to get rid of AD. You try to build around those guys. But, I mean, Denver has an amazing roster to support the Joker. And Murray, his shot-making. Porter, his shot-making. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, they're fun to watch, and obviously they're the favorite heading into the deep postseason.
One of the close series, I'm thinking this is where you wanted to go, Rob. Clippers and Mavs tied at one. Kawhi Leonard is back. He obviously wasn't 100% last night. But how do you see this series playing out? Like, Luka's playing a little defense now for Dallas.
You saw that? I saw that. They're my favorite to challenge the Nuggets in the postseason. I like the way they were playing heading into the postseason. The last month and a half, they were lights out. They didn't play well in game one. Obviously, there was a lot of players on that team new to the postseason. But I think Luka was able to help them win last night and put them on his back with a big shot down the stretch. I see this going five, guys. Do you really believe in the Clippers going back to L.A. down 3-1?
I think they're getting a split.
Oh, I do too.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't think so.
I mean, the key is Harden. I think obviously Kawhi's got to be healthy, but
no, he's not healthy. He's not healthy.
Thought he showed something in the second half, but yeah, he. I don't think they can beat him without Kawhi.
A healthy Kawhi, and that's not going to happen, guys. They're done in five. Done in five. I mean, six at the most. If they could somehow muster up something. But they don't have leadership. Look at the Clippers. Who's the leader on that team? Is it James Harden?
Ty Lue.
Really?
Ty Lue. He's going to wear a
jersey.
It's not enough. It's not enough. You have to have somebody with a jersey uniform on that's going to be able to rally the troops, get them solid possessions, and to get them to play the right. They don't have that. They've been missing that for the last 2 years, and they've been searching for it with pickups here and there, but they haven't been able to find it. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are not leaders. I think Harden is also – he's past his prime. They don't have what it takes to get past a young, energized Dallas. And now you're seeing Luka give effort defensively? Uh-oh, watch out. I think it's going to be a great postseason between Minnesota, the Nuggets, and the Mavs. It's going to be fun to watch, guys.
All right. Mm. One last thing. Got like a minute. Pacers over the Bucks. They split in Milwaukee. Will the Pacers win this series?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it'll go seven.
Milwaukee.
No, I think it'll go seven. I think Giannis will come back and they'll split. They'll split in Indy, and I think they'll go back home and win a game at home. It'll go seven, in my opinion. I think it'll be a seven game series because Giannis is just not healthy, but I think they'll figure out a way of getting past this Pacer team. I really do.
Okay. All right, that is our man Kerry Kittles with the great analysis.
Thanks for cleansing yourself and coming clean, Kerry.
Anytime, anytime, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
All right, brother. Yep. See you. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Speaking of coming clean. Is Rob Parker ready to come clean on the Lions? They're doubling down! That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms. And the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit SafetyRunsFirst.com. That's SafetyRunsFirst.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Two, Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. 2-1 last night. Clippers did not let me get the hat trick, Chris, but I'm going to try today. Shekel City. This, of course, was posted on social media earlier. Best bet, Celtics -14.5 against the Heat. Not looking good right now, Chris. Ain't that a close game? You see the score?
Yeah, it's 35-30, Boston. Yep. Miami was winning for a while.
Yep, but plenty of time. Also have the Thunder -7.5 taking on the Pelicans in OKC. And a little baseball mixed in. Yankees -1.5 runs hosting the Athletics. So the Yankees -1.5 runs, Thunder -7.5, and the Celtics -14.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. Rob, the Detroit Lions, great year last season, get to the NFC Championship game. And now, Rob, today, they reward Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell, each with four-year deals, $120 million for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
How much is guaranteed? Give me those numbers.
For Penei Sewell. I think it was it 75? Let's see. Yeah, $77 million guaranteed for St. Brown. That's the most ever for a wide receiver, Rob, in NFL history. And Sewell gets $85 million guaranteed. So they spent big money. Now, you wanted them to fire Dan Campbell. You ready to recant?
I'm not coming clean because he choked down when they had a chance to get to the Super Bowl, which they've never been to in the history of the Super Bowl. Still remarkable. The only other teams, Chris, not an original team, not to get there, are all expansion teams. Those are the only teams like the Cleveland Browns expansion team.
And they've got Cleveland's history, though.
Who?
Although we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about.
You're talking about Super Bowl era.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Okay, Super Bowl. Yeah, because
there's only like four teams, and three of them are expansion teams, and the Lions. That's the only like original team that hasn't been there. But we'll see. I mean, obviously they have money to spend. They got players. They believe they got something going. We'll see the second year when they're the hunted and not when they're the hunted and they've already made that run. We'll see how it. I need to see it 2 years in a row before I'm going to believe that they really turned the corner. That was a great first step.
I mean, you've said everything
I'm not convinced that they're here to stay. Because I tell you right now, the Packers and Bears could beat them in that division.
Well, the Packers are tough. The Bears are going to be good, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, better. Like it could,
but
it could
Detroit be going to be good. Yeah. I think they're going to be good. They're legit. How many times have they been to the championship game? Have they even been to that?
What do you mean? The Lions?
Once? The conference championship.
Yeah, they went with Barry Sanders in them.
They got to the conference.
January 92.
The championship game?
Yeah.
So they've been there, twice?
They lost 40-something to nothing.
They've been there twice in their history to the NFC championship?
Is it twice? That's the last time they went there, Chris. I think they were there before they lost. They lost to the 49ers. Right?
Nope. That's it. They won championships in the 50s.
Oh, no.
In the Super Bowl era, they've only been to two conference championships, one with Barry Sanders and one last year. So do you like these signings or no?
What are they going to do? Those guys were productive for them. They got to sign them. I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, the big question is on the quarterback. Like, what kind of deal is he going to get?
They're in talks with him. Yeah, that will be interesting.
That's the one, Chris, not these guys. These are young guys who performed and need to be paid, but it's the quarterback. Are you locked in long-term or are you not sure?
Goff is really good. It's just the money, you know? I mean, he should get paid, but he shouldn't be the highest paid quarterback in the league. And I don't think he will be, Rob. He's won it there. He's done well there. You know, I think he'll probably recognize he's in a good situation. I don't know what kind of discount, if any, he'll give, but we'll see. All right. It's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.